Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, we were in Alsace a couple months ago, and we had so many great Rieslings. And it got me to thinking, is Riesling always this good? And, you know, you've had a chance to look into that question.
Yeah, well, the truth of the matter is, no, it's not. But there definitely seems to be a hallmark of all really good Rieslings. And to me, it's about having really bright, vibrant acidity. Even if it's on the sweeter side, the more late harvest side,
mm-hmm.
if it's got that acidity, it still sings.
Right.
And if it doesn't have the acidity, then it gets flabby, and then I think it loses interest. But but I'm glad to say that the ones that I've tried for today's show are all totally awesome.
And from all over the world.
Yeah, well, I kind of wanted to pick up sort of all of the great regions. So we'll start with one called Alkoumi, A-L-K-O-O-M-I. It's the 2016 vintage. This is from Western Australia. Australia has been making great Riesling for a long time, and this one is absolutely in that pattern. Pale straw, very delicate apricot and peach nose, which is flavors that you absolutely associate with Riesling. There's a nice minerality and then just a hint of petrol. And that is something that seems to be somewhat in line with a lot of the Australian Rieslings, is that just a hint of petrol in the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Very steely, super crisp, great value, $16. Liked it
wow.
a lot. Okay. Washington State is well known for making some really nice Rieslings. I had never had this one before, and this will something I will definitely seek in the future. It's from a producer called Efeste, E-F-E-S-T-E. It's the 2015 Evergreen Vineyard that comes from the Ancient Lakes AVA, which is in Washington State. This stuff was amazing. Really bright and intense floral and honeyed notes, hint of spice, white peat, and lychee fruit. There's a ton going on here with this huge racing acidity. This wine is juicy, polished, and vibrant, and it's $20.
You're so kidding.
No, really
wow.
wonderful stuff. From the Alsace, this is a winemaker called Mader, M-A-D-E-R. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. Mm-hmm. 2016, this comes from the Hunever area, which is exactly where our friends at SipMac are
right.
located. Interestingly enough, the wines are very similar in style. Subtle nose of peach, pear, and green apple with, again, great minerality and terrific acidity, $21. So now we've done Washington, Australia, and the Alsace. Got to come back to Germany. This is from the Rheingau area, and this was a 2016 Riesling from a producer called Schumann-Nägler, and we'll put it on the website. They've been doing this for a long time, since the winery dates back to 1438. So,
yow.
Yeah, how about them apples?
Yeah.
Wonderful, crisp, aromatic wine with notes of apricot. This one was semi-dry, so this is going to give you a little bit more of that sort of classic Riesling sweetness. But because the acidity is so pronounced and intense, it sings really well and sells for about $15. And then when you want to spend some money, there's a phenomenal producer named J.J. Prum, been around forever. This is their Grach Himmelreich 2015 vintage Riesling, sells for about $36 and worth every penny. Apricot, pear, apple, big acid, fresh and bright with mineral notes, and again that sort of juicy juiciness that comes from that bright acidity. Just class, wonderful.
Riesling is so wonderful because it has so many different shapes that it can take. And no two are exactly alike, I'm convinced of that.
But they sure is a good wine.
They're a lot of fun. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, we were in Alsace a couple months ago, and we had so many great Rieslings. And it got me to thinking, is Riesling always this good? And, you know, you've had a chance to look into that question.
Yeah, well, the truth of the matter is, no, it's not. But there definitely seems to be a hallmark of all really good Rieslings. And to me, it's about having really bright, vibrant acidity. Even if it's on the sweeter side, the more late harvest side,
mm-hmm.
if it's got that acidity, it still sings.
Right.
And if it doesn't have the acidity, then it gets flabby, and then I think it loses interest. But I'm glad to say that the ones that I've tried for today's show are all totally awesome.
And from all over the world.
Yeah, well, I kind of wanted to pick up sort of all of the great regions. So we'll start with one called Alkoumi, A-L-K-O-O-M-I. It's a 2016 vintage. This is from Western Australia. Australia's been making great Riesling for a long time, and this one is absolutely in that pattern. Pale straw, very delicate apricot and peach nose, which is flavors that you absolutely associate with Riesling. There's a nice minerality and then just a hint of petrol. And that is something that seems to be somewhat in line with a lot of the Australian Rieslings, is that just a hint of petrol in the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Very steely, super crisp, great value, $16. Liked it
a lot.
Okay. Washington State is well known for making some really nice Rieslings. I had never had this one before, and this will something I will definitely seek in the future. It's from a producer called Efeste, E-F-E-S-T-E. It's the 2015 Evergreen Vineyard that comes from the Ancient Lakes AVA, which is in Washington State. This stuff was amazing. Really bright and intense floral and honeyed notes, hint of spice, white peat and lychee fruit. There's a ton going on here with this huge racing acidity. This wine is juicy, polished, and vibrant, and it's $20.
You're kidding.
No, really wonderful stuff. From the Alsace, this is a winemaker called Mader, M-A-D-E-R. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. Mm-hmm. 2016, this comes from the Hunever area, which is exactly where our friends at SipMac are located. Interestingly enough, the wines are very similar in style. Subtle nose of peach, pear, and green apple with, again, great minerality and terrific acidity, $21. So now we've done Washington, Australia, and the Alsace. Got to come back to Germany. This is from the Rheingau area, and this was a 2016 Riesling from a producer called Schumann-Nagler, and we'll put it on the website. They've been doing this for a long time, since the winery dates back to 1438. So,
yeah.
Wow. How about them apples?
Yeah.
Wonderful, crisp, aromatic wine with notes of apricot. This one was semi-dry, so this is going to give you a little bit more of that sort of classic Riesling sweetness. But because the acidity is so pronounced and intense, it sings really well and sells for about $15. And then when you want to spend some money, there's a phenomenal producer named J.J. Prum, been around forever. This is their Grach Himmelreich 2015 vintage Riesling, sells for about $36 and worth every penny. Apricot, pear, apple, big acid, fresh and bright with mineral notes, and again that sort of juicy juiciness that comes from that bright acidity. Just class, wonderful.
Riesling is so wonderful because it has so many different shapes that it can take. And no two are exactly alike, I'm convinced of that.
But they sure is a good wine.
They're a lot of fun. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.